And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
I don't believe it. I don't believe a word of it.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll take a musical trip to Egypt to visit the pyramids, issue a challenge, celebrate the birthdays of Ted Weems and Ben Oakland, and celebrate Sea Otter Awareness Week. For no particular reason, we're going to start off the show with a pyramid segment, beginning with Clarence M. Jones and his Sock 4, who are mid the pyramids.
Thank you.
There you have the Middle Eastern-themed number by the Pyramids, written by Ted Fiorito, who was at the time the pianist in the Happy Six, who recorded by the Pyramids on September 24, 1920. The Harry Yerkes group The Happy Six was one of the first dance bands to feature the saxophone. Before By the Pyramids, we heard Pyramiding the Swan, which has nothing whatsoever to do with the Pyramids of Egypt. That was Richard Hember's Rhythmic Pyramids Orchestra with Hember's arrangement of Camille Saint-Saëns' The Swan from the Carnival of the Animals. The change in the name of Hember's orchestra from the Essex House Orchestra reflected a new style and expansion of the string section. That recording was made by Victor on January 5, 1939, and I don't know what you thought of it, but a contemporary review in Columbia University's Columbia Daily Spectator newspaper describes it as an unbearable pressing. I'm not sure whether the title Pyramiding the Swan refers to the name of the band or the musical term pyramiding, meaning piling one riff or repeated rhythmic figure on another. We started off that pyramid set with Clarence M. Jones and his Sock 4 and Mid the Pyramids from a Paramount 78 waxed around December of 1928. Pianist Clarence M. Jones' orchestra had a long run at the Owl Theater and other venues in Chicago, but made few disc recordings because he was kept busy recording piano rolls for the QRS company. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. I don't watch a whole lot of television, but one show I do make a point of watching is Jeopardy. And, by the way, Alex needs to lose the mustache again. Anyway, here in the Los Angeles area, Jeopardy is immediately followed by Wheel of Fortune. I have to admit, I watch it occasionally, and one of the puzzle categories on the show is called What Are You Doing? For those games, almost every contestant starts the letter guessing with a G, since the first word in such puzzles is usually a present participle ending in ing. So, Pat Sajak and Vanna White, I am hereby submitting the following record titles for your consideration as What Are You Doing puzzles.
Building a home for you. up each day, dear. Time seemed to fly. We had so much to say, dear. Say, dear, wish you and I could be together, singing love songs, sweet song, finding the long way home.
Honey's hand, we go strolling by the hour. It can rain to beat the band. It's just an April shower, holding my honey's hand. Oh gosh, oh gee, we walk and we walk. Oh gosh, oh gee, we don't have to talk. There's a certain satisfaction that we both can understand, and that's the main attraction, holding my honey's hand.
rapidity I'm humming, cause my daily work is through. And I know the night is coming, a night will find me arm in arm with you. I'm whistling, looking at the lovely moon. When the stars above are glistening, I'm tickled as a baby with a toy balloon. Wah-dee-dee-dee-dee, I'm singing, happy as a boy can be. Cause I see you right there waiting, underneath the usual tree for two. If you wonder why I'm humming, if you wonder why I'm whistling, if you wonder why I'm singing and I'm humming and I'm whistling all the day, cause I'm on my way to you.
That's all. Well, that may be all for that record, but it's not all for the show. Harry Roy and his orchestra with Bill Curry, who was humming, whistling, and singing on September 10th, 1934. I'm Hummin', I'm Whistlin', I'm Singin' was written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel, and was preceded by Dick Robertson with Russ Carlson and his orchestra and Holding My Honey's Hand. That Crown 78 was recorded June 20th, 1932, and Holding My Honey's Hand was written by Ben Burney, Walter Hirsch, and Al Gehring. Before Dick Robertson, it was Scrappy Lambert with Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra and a rare test pressing of Finding the Long Way Home. That May 27, 1929 Victor recording was never issued, but with good solos by Benny Goodman, Jack Teagarden, and Jimmy McPartland, I don't know why it wouldn't have been. We started off that What Are You Doing set with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians with Brother Carmen taking the vocal on Building a Home for You. Building a Home for You was written by Gus Kahn, Joseph Santley, and Joe Bennett. Last week, September 26th, marked the birth in 1901 in Pitcairn, Pennsylvania, of bandleader Ted Weems. While in high school, he played violin in the West Philadelphia Symphony, and while attending the University of Pennsylvania, played trombone in the dance band. He had been an engineering major, but by the time he finished college, he was set on a musical career and formed his own band around 1922 along with his trumpeter brother Art, playing at a Philadelphia cafe for over a year. He began recording for Victor in 1923 and had a hit from his first session with Somebody Stole My Gal. He toured mainly around the Midwest, appearing at Kansas City's Muehlbach Hotel, but also got booked at the Marine Ballroom in Atlantic City's Steel Pier. Joe Hames contributed many arrangements for the band in the late 20s, including the charts for the hit Piccolo Pete. Singers with the band in the 30s included Parker Gibbs, Red Engel, Country Washburn, and Elmo Tanner, and Perry Como got his first big job with the band in 1936. The band was featured on radio in the 30s on shows including the Jack Benny Program, the new Fibber McGee and Molly Show, the Alamite Show, and Beat the Band. The orchestra disbanded in 1942 when Weems joined the Merchant Marine, but he formed a new band in 1945 and had a hit in 47 with a reissue of Heartaches, which had been recorded in 1933. In the mid-1950s, Ted Weems himself became a disc jockey, but by 1960 was an executive with Holiday Inn Hotels. In 1963, he suffered an asthma attack, which put him in a hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where he died on May 6th at age 62. Here are three from Ted Weems.
Now there's a man of mystery that's roaming through the land. Far and near you hear of him, he's found on every hand. Every city, town, and village knows of him by now. There's a way to recognize him, and I'll tell you how. If your path at midnight dark by the graveyard goes, and someone whistles, why that's mysterious foes. Or on some dark and stormy night, while the tempest blows, if someone whistles, why, that's Mysterious Mose. He sees all, he knows all, he gets in everywhere. Why, some night he might wait for you up on the stair. So when you're going down the cellar, walk upon your toes. And if someone whistles, why, that's Mysterious Mose. House and a groan comes from below. Oh, that's Mysterious Mose. And if you feel a clammy hand clutching at your clothes, oh, that's Mysterious Mose. The detectives are defective when it comes to tracing him. But I'll bet you he'll get you if you don't look out for him. For every time you hear a shriek, everybody knows. If someone whistles, Mysterious Mose.
Thank you.
fascinate me. You captivate me. Beautiful dear, wonderful dear, you wow me. And how I can't resist you. Think if I kissed you, sweet baby doll, I'd have to fall right now. Throw me a kiss, Miss Wonderful, you'll never miss. Miss Wonderful, one little kiss, you wonderful, you. You've got a style so beautiful, you've got a smile so beautiful, some angel child, Miss Beautiful, you. You're just the right age, stay out at night age. You've got the gold that fellows go for. I'll be your king, you're wonderful, give you a ring. That's wonderful, you're everything, you wonderful, you.
Thomas Parker Gibbs, better known to his friends as Gibby, and to listeners of Ted Weems Records as Parker Gibbs, and Miss Wonderful from September 13, 1929. At a time when few orchestras had their own singers and relied on studio vocalists, Gibbs was a major asset to the band, also playing tenor sax and clarinet. He remained with the band through the 1930s. Miss Wonderful was written by Edward Ward and Alfred Bryan. Ted Weems' first electrical recordings were made on July 8, 1925, and we heard one of three issued sides from that session, If I Ever Cry, You'll Never Know. That was an instrumental, but the band recorded a vocal version with Weston Vaughn, who played banjo in the band, but his effort was rejected. Sorry, Wes. Several weeks ago, listener Rich in Illinois contributed his restored copy of Paddlin' Madeline Home to the show. And this week he's come through again with another great record from his collection and another great transfer and restoration. We've played Rube Bloom's version of Mysterious Moe's a number of times on the show, but I think that's the first time for Ted Weems' rendition, recorded in Chicago on April 2nd, 1930. And of course that was Parker Gibbs once again. And once again, thanks, Rich. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every week, but available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, September 24th, marked the birth in Brooklyn, New York, of composer, lyricist, and pianist Ben Oakland, and I believe this is the first time he's had his very own segment. Some official records show his birth year as 1907 and others as 1909. He performed at Carnegie Hall in a piano concert at age 9 and later accompanied Helen Morgan and George Jessel in vaudeville. He wrote, produced, and directed for Broadway shows from the 20s throughout the 40s, but also wrote for Hollywood films, including the 1940 W.C. Fields' Mae West picture, My Little Chickadee, and the Marx Brothers film, The Big Store. He served during World War II, performing in USO camp shows, receiving 14 citations. He wrote two songs with Oscar Hammerstein II, I'll Take Romance, and A Mist Over the Moon, written for the 1938 picture The Lady Objects, which won the pair an Oscar nomination. Although he hasn't been inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, Oakland does appear on their Notable Songwriters list. Ben Oakland died in Beverly Hills on August 26, 1979. His other collaborators include Herb Majdnson and L. Wolfe Gilbert, and his hits include Java Jive, a huge hit for the Ink Spots and the Manhattan Transfer, and these.
Everybody's laughing, yes, everybody's laughing. They know that you and I are through, and everybody's laughing. I told the world you loved me and bragged about it proudly. But since they know it's over, they're laughing at me loudly. People love to linger so they can point a finger and tear apart a guy whose heart was taken through the ringer. If we could start all over, the laugh might be on them. But meanwhile, everybody's laughing.
Thank you. though it's someone new, if I love again, it will still be you. In someone else's fond embrace, I'll close my eyes and see your face. If I love again, I'll find other charms, but I'll make believe you're in my arms. And though my lips whisper I love you, my heart will not be true. I'll be loving you every time I love again.
Written for the 1933 musical Hold Your Horses, where it was sung by Rex Weber, who played Bill, the doorman at Rector's, that was If I Love Again, with the lyric by Jack Murray. That was Lou Stone and his band, with vocal by Joe Ferry, trombonist in the band, on December 2, 1934. Hold Your Horses opened at the Winter Garden Theater on September 25, 1933, and ran for 88 performances. If I Love Again was also sung by Barbara Streisand in the 1975 film Funny Lady. Before If I Love Again, it was a Milton Drake-Ben Oakland collaboration, I'm Counting on You, performed there by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, with Ramona Davies, minus her grand piano, providing the vocal on August 18, 1934. And we began our tribute to Ben Oakland with Ben teaming up with Sammy Lerner on Everybody's Laughing. That was Ted Fiorito and his orchestra, with Muzzy Marcellino taking the vocal honors on a November 22, 1938 Decca recording. Now, what's cuter than a sea otter? Not much, and this past week was Sea Otter Awareness Week. Sea otters are members of the weasel family, and two species live in the U.S., the California or Southern Sea Otter, and the Alaskan or Northern Sea Otter. Some marine mammals have thick layers of fat to help them stay warm, but otters rely only on their fur, which is incredibly dense, with up to 1 million hairs per square inch. They eat up to 1/4 of their weight every day and are one of the few species of animals that use tools to get their food. A group of floating otters is called a raft and can consist of hundreds of individuals. So here to celebrate Sea Otter Awareness Week are some otter songs, beginning with Wilton Crawley and his orchestra.
Beep, beep, beep. I look at you, a thought goes through my mind. What a marvelous find you'd make upon the screen. I am proud that I have you right by my side, but I'd be satisfied to lend you to the people to be seen. You ought to be in pictures, you're wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures, how beautiful you would be. Your voice would thrill a nation, your face would be adored. Why, you'd make a great sensation, with wealth and fame your reward. And if you should kiss the way you kiss when we are all alone, you'd make every girl and man a fan worshipping at your throne. You ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars. Lovely as a Crawford, like Davis, you're a gay. You surely should be offered a big starring part right away. You're sweet as a gainer, and you're as hot as the gal named West. You'd make even Gobbo jealous if you took a movie test. You ought to dress like Colbert and ride in big motor cars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars. You're as handsome as a gable and healthy as Mix. You surely should be able to photograph like Richard Dix. You surely should sing like Bing in a way that is nonchalant. You've got more than Barrymore, and what more could a person want? You ought to dress like Power and ride in sporty cars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars.
Just imagine my pride as she clings to my arm. You might pass her by on a Monday when her long, weary workday is through. But you ought to see Sally on Sunday. Oh, one day her dreams come true.
We started off this otter set pointing out Sea Otter Awareness Week with You Otter See My Gal.
But that's silly!
Yeah, well, I suppose it is. Anyway, that was the Wilton Crawley Orchestra with Jelly Roll Morton on piano on December 2nd, 1929. The label actually says You Otter, O-U-G-H-T-A, See My Gal, and credits Crawley as the composer and lyricist. But the otter reference isn't so far-fetched, because Morton recorded a tune called You Otter See My Gal the year before with his Red Hot Peppers, although it wasn't issued. The Victor Ledgers list the primary title as You Otter See My Gal, O-U-G-H-T-E-R, and credit Agnes Castleton and Spencer Williams as composers. Wilton Crawley was followed by Al Boley, with Ray Noble directing the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra, and You Oughta Be in Pictures, from April 5, 1934. You Oughta Be in Pictures was written by Ed Heyman and Dana Suisse. We finished up with the DeBroy Summers Band and Dan Donovan singing You Oughta See Sally on Sunday, written by Harry M. Woods. That was recorded in London on October 24, 1933, and Al Boley also recorded a version of You Oughta See Sally on Sunday a couple of months later. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.